The discovery of gold in California in 1849 made El Paso an important stopping point for travelers heading to the far west. It was the only oasis for many miles in the long, arduous journey across the Chihuahuan Desert. One of the few forms of communication available to the isolated community was overland mail service. El Paso became the midpoint along the route between St. Louis and San Francisco, served by the Butterfield Overland Mail Company. This contributed to the city's growth as a commercial center. In 1916, a grand new main post office opened downtown. Architect Roland Gilchrist designed the building in the neoclassical style. It's constructed with gray sandstone, solid and stately. Six fluted Ionic columns support an entablature above the second floor. The strong civic presence continues inside. The massive two-story lobby is clad in gray marble and topped by a coffered dome with a skylight. In 1960, alterations by Monroe Light and Higgins Architects introduced a ceramic mosaic tile floor laid over the original badly worn marble floor. The mosaics depict U.S. stamps from decades past, including the faces of George Washington and Benjamin Franklin, the Alamo, and the three ships of Christopher Columbus. Times change. 21st century improvements to the building by Brown Reynolds Watford Architects called for the removal of the stamps mosaics and restoration of the underlying marble floor. That idea caused a public outcry. The stamps were a beloved architectural feature that gave the post office a strong identity. So strong that, after discussions with the Texas Historical Commission, the plan to remove the stamps was abandoned. Now there's a new main post office in El Paso, but the old main post office downtown still serves customers who come to see the stamps mosaics on the floor and to do business.